Y llegó con media de hecho, también la entregó a ti. No hubo que ser. Ojalá la hablo de. Pasiste esa gota. Mani, yo pene. Ojalá la hablo de. A no hubo que ser hecho. Y ya me atacan más. Tal vez no hubo que ser hecho. Y va a ser luego. Nada. Ojalá la hablo de. Y ya la hablo de. Ojalá no hubo que ser Tabrimin ova ufakam nerti juga, ufa, bila pada, jalur bros ni pergi cawang untuk itu, macam tu, angkanya kah waktu tu tan macamik, alhasil ni penyerat cemik nak ilinit, ini kau mula kau macam nunga kita yuto aja menyerat, karena cuma itu tan, sulit ufa gut, itu kena waktu ni, sebenarnya ni cuma kau ni. Nelayan apa, kami cemik, alam suara di gunung ini, alam udara suara ini, zaman itu, bagus sulit, zaman gunung mah, makunung kena cipta, zaman itu, bagus, sibunle, silauto, jumnya itu, kami cemik juga, orang naik ke situ, ubah ngah, kami ngah, ubah sen tap rumina. Uminga sama, orang niaga sih mana ukur piring kabut, uang abdi, tabrung munga, ukur munga ikan yutoni rasik sana, ni sekarang mana uang abdi gini, tanam tuh, di nanti orang ni lama ubi lagi je tuh, tanam ni jadi tuh, ubah. Kalau kata tak macam ini dia apa? Karena ini sendiri nak kau tinggi kalau orang tu, jangan naik kembali. Bukan kau tinggi kanu, namun biar diksana, buku kau tinggi sah. Buat kalau kata pergi, apakah kesemik pergi itu lubangan nak pulang? Itu orang kita nak untuk tahun tu juga ni aja, kalau kata agama tu, atau sejuta, tanya semuanya itu nak untuk tahun orang kita kalau kata mikir orang itu, anak jepang atau lu atau kanal lu atau orangnya kalau aku tu, karuna agam, ablang hukum semuanya ablang hukum tu, buat macam ane kerja tu, nikah. Yang nak tukar tu nane, tangan pun penyerinya mik, cumi, mirap tu mik, mirap tu meresem mik, sam mirau mik, terus mik tak kucuk tu, tak negi apa ubah, terhama manis tu, tak negi ni, ko sam negi mik, tak kalah tu, tak negi ubah, kau tiri merah tu ko, sama maklum kalau aku dunia, tuhan tu ko Allah bilang merah tu.
We're going to try to mix it up, so some of you have a little trouble with Eskimo, you can hear it through me for a while. Up to about a year ago, I figured we were doing a pretty good job. When you look at what Nana's done in the last 10 years, we've made profits more years than any other regional corporation. We probably work harder at trying to provide jobs for our shareholders than any other regional corporation. We probably work harder on trying to preserve our culture than other regional corporations. And you don't have to listen to me. I read the newspapers, and I read everybody else's, what they say, too. And that's what they say. I was feeling pretty good a year ago. We're doing all right. In fact, I was getting bored. I was ready to leave. And I decided to leave. And then Robert just told you started to come out. I started looking at it from Nana's standpoint. How are we doing? If we're not doing as well as I thought we were, there must be something wrong. How are we doing? So I started looking at it. One of the problems we've had is we can't get our young people through college so that they can get the kind of training we need for our businesses. Not only our businesses, but other things like doctors, teachers, this kind of thing. Mm-hmm. We start looking at the statistics because the board wants to spend some of Nana's money to the scholarship so that our own stockholders can get the training they need for the jobs we have. We take a look at that. Our statistics show, and these are a little bit old, but they'll be good enough to show you what I mean. They're probably getting worse, not better. The first year in college, 11% finish to go to college. The fourth year, or we'll call it 2%, it's less than that. 2% finish. So Nana's going to spend some money. I look at this just like any kind of investment. We're going to invest Nana's money in our people because we need the people. And because if they're trained and they come to work for us, we're going to get our money back because we need trained people. Yeah, take a look at it. Make a count. How many we need? Oh, we need about 100 right now. 100 graduates. Sure. That's not just for Nana, but for other jobs around the region. Just to start off, we need 100. Okay, we start figuring out what it costs. Okay, let's take 100. And if they're going to work the same way, we're going to get 11% through the first year. Well, the first year, for these 100, if we were putting 100 in, if it was costing us $5,000 a year, it's going to cost us $500,000 to get 100 in. We'd never do it in 1 year, but that's what it would cost. Okay, 2%. It will cost us maybe another $80,000 for the others that go through, the last two. And the two that last go through, maybe another $20,000 if we figure $5,000 a year for those two. So we end up with $600,000 to get what we need. Or to get 2%. Get two. So if it costs that for two, we divide that by two, and we end up with $300,000 first graduate. And we need 100 of them. So to get 100, here's how much of your money we gotta spend. Half of what your company is worth right now. And we never worry about that. DIA been paying for most of the first year students. Now that their money is getting short though, we're gonna have to come up with it. What's wrong? How come our kids can't graduate? Look at it. That's a lot of money. $300,000 per student to graduate. We gotta send lots of them there. We gotta send 1,000 in order to, well, we gotta send, yeah, how many? We don't have that many kids in there, so while I'm alive, it'll do it. We'll never make it, according to these figures. So that's one area that we've got a problem. And we start looking at some of this, and our kids get just as much chance to go. The schools are telling us that they might be a little bit shy in some areas like English and math, depending on how good a education they got in their high schools, but they're saying they're not that far off. Besides that, they get special programs like at the University of Alaska where they have people working with them to catch up. And everybody that can't pass, they get extra courses to catch up on those kinds of things. So what's the matter? They're not dumb. They're not any more dumb than anybody else, and everybody else seems to be going through it. There's something else wrong with that. But in any case, I'll stop right there on that. That's one of the problems we have. We can't get graduates. So what does that mean? That'll lead me into the next area. That means every place I need somebody with a degree, I'm going to have to hire them along me. Because there won't be any new facts for them. There's another thing wrong with this before I move on to job. When we do get someone to graduate and get a degree, we can't trust them. We can't trust them to run our companies for you because they don't think right. They don't think like Inupiaq. They don't look at things like Inupiaq when they get through college. Very few of them do. We have to retrain them again because they just think like Nalalmis. And in our company, we won't give Nalalmis the chance to run this company because we've got things that are too important for us to sell. And basically, in a business, that's what they do. They sell whatever they got. Everything's for sale. Well, in our corporation, our land is not for sale. So we can't have people who think they can sell our land running our company. So our own people that go through college, if they end up going through college and they get done, they think like, and allow me, they're no good to us. And they're wasted too. Okay, that's one thing. Now let's talk about jobs. Right now, Nana has maybe 500 jobs. Through our businesses. I have our jobs. About one third of them are held by our shareholders, about 150. So two thirds are held by other people, mostly in the Lalamis. And we can't even count the two blacks and Puerto Ricans that work for us. They're, as far as we're concerned, they're in the Lalamis. Okay. Why? If more of our shareholders should be holding these jobs. There's some excuses for it. But a lot of it has to do with turnover, because our people won't stay on the job. So when the jobs are far away and it's hard to get our shareholders there, our Nalalmi managers, they got a job to do, so they'll hire a Nalalmi to replace Inupiaq. So pretty soon we haven't got very many people working. Okay, one of the things you told us to do is get jobs for you. All right? Let's say we need 500 jobs, okay? We need 500 jobs here, 500 jobs. In order to get 500 jobs, I've got to create 2,000 right now. You've got to create 2,000 jobs, because the way it's going, 1,500 of those jobs will belong to Nalalmis. In order to get this many jobs for our shareholders, I've got to make our company big enough so that we have four times as many employees. That's the way it looks on paper. That might take care of us for a while. But our people are growing already. Probably in a few years, say in 5 years, I won't need 500 jobs. I'm going to have to come up with 1,000. If that's what I want, if that's what you want me to do. So that means I've got to have 3,000 more jobs here for the Nalalmis. In order to get 1,000 for you. That doesn't make sense, does it? But that's the way things are going with Nana. So when you look at it this way, We're not doing a very good job. Something's wrong. So we started looking. What's the matter? I can make you prophets, but I can't train your people, get them trained, and give them jobs. Not enough of them. Something's wrong. We can't afford to put those kids through college. Not if that many of them are going to drop out. So let's just take a look at our shareholders right now. One of the things that reasons, the main reason we got the Settlement Act and got NANA going was to get the land, because everybody understood in the 1960s that getting land was important. So we got the Settlement Act and we formed the corporation, and that's where the land went. We're going to have two and a half million acres of land. It belongs to NANA, belongs to you. In 1991, you're going to be able to sell your shares in your corporation if you want to. Right now, how many of you would sell your shares if somebody offered you a good price? Some of you older people? Maybe a lot of you wouldn't. But you young people? Somebody offered you a good price for your 200 shares of NANA stock, would you take it? Damn right you'd take it. Because that's what you're being taught. That those shares are worth money. And if you're taught that those shares are worth money, 1991, when you can sell them, you're going to sell them. So what am I doing working my butt off, getting all gray-haired, and for you guys for, if you're just going to sell it in 1991. It hasn't been easy for any of us working for NANA. So we try to put this thing together, and we do our best to try to protect the land, and our kids are being taught that the only thing that this corporation is worth is a piece of paper that says stock, and it's worth money. So we worked by 1991, we worked for 20 years for nothing. But somebody will come and get it. That's a lot of land, and some of it is going to be worth something. I don't know how much, but I can tell you this much, it's going to be worth billions to a big company. That much land around here is going to be worth billions. And they won't mind paying a few million for it. 100 million, maybe. And that comes down to quite a bit of money for each shareholder. Well, we're doing it for nothing. So somehow we've got to change how our shareholders feel about NANA. Because NANA is more important than just money. So we have to change that. So take a look at this, these problems. Even though we look like we're doing great, we're not. We're creating jobs for white people. We're educating our kids, if they get through college, to go away from us because they start thinking like white people. We're educating all of our kids, even if they don't go to college, to think like white people, so that when they get done in 1991, they're going to be educated so that they think that they're going to be able to make money from their stock, which means our land is gone. And when that's gone, what are we? Nothing. So that's my reason for being here, part of it. That's only a part of it. That's my part, looking at it just from Nana. We're not doing any good. You're losing. Sure, we can still make profits and give you a lousy little $200 dividend a year. But that's not going to amount to anything. We'll just make our company better so that it's a better buy from some big company that wants to buy it in 1991. Well, we got to do something. We didn't work this long, this hard for you to just give it away, do it for somebody else. And I'm just touching on the surface, the things that are obvious that we can look at, that we can put numbers to. And that's not even part of what we're talking about here, but it's a start. So you know why man is so involved in this thing. Even from the standpoint of business, the things we want to do, make jobs for our shareholders, get our kids through college so they can take the higher paying jobs in our company and run our company. Even making our company worth more so that it has more value to you. And even with that, we're making it more valuable for somebody else to buy from you. And then what do we got? Nothing. So that, from Nana's standpoint, that's where we're at. Next. Bobby.
Like John said, our corporation is doing real good. We seem to have a lot of money. But also we have a lot of problems. I'd like to talk to the young people tonight. So if you listen to me, in our Nana region, we have the highest rate of suicide in the whole nation. Not in the state of Alaska, but in the whole nation, United States, in our region. The highest suicide rate. 100% of our people that go to jail, all of them, have been related to drinking also. So we have a problem. You know, some of our people at Cups, we do anything to buy a drink. They sell all that they have. They leave their family. They leave their home. They sell everything. You're probably thinking, this is not going to happen to me, huh? This won't happen to me. Let me ask you, can you remember how much it took to get high the first time? Maybe one can of beer, huh? Well, how much does it take to get high enough? A little bit more, huh? See, all of us are... We all can fall into that trap, too. And for me, I'm just concerned about you young people because you're our leaders for tomorrow. And if you're sick, how are you going to lead us? So, like John said, we're here to say that we do have problems in the region. We might have a lot of money, but that's nothing. I think a lot of our problems with our young people is because we try to be like me. Like me. I should be able to. I'll never be in love with me. You too. You'll never be in love with me. So why not let you sit in the back, huh? And be part of it. kill themselves. What can we do to make our problems less? I got a lot to say, but I'm so confused tonight. But I know for one thing, we can't keep going like this. We've got to get back on our feet again. Our dream path. And if you young people are if we can't do that as young people, who's gonna do it?
We've got a $64 million question. That shows that we had $64 million. That's a lot of money.
I'll still have to move along with 1-2 years.
Each one of our villages in our Nana region.
Atan rini, tet na rin tok,
Semua ada nanti kalau di pasal pelafit, adalah eh panisum inget mata. Lu kayaknya akadik sangat sama ko, isim mati Allah kubji. Terus suka kan saya kita dan terencok. Itu makna, kawam ini amak na jilis sini. Jadi kau lah kapitalan, maka aku sama tiang kerja sunikya kayu diksak sini kuone, tiga ini isi pada ini, inna isi maksa tu ya kapitalan isi kerja. Alamun buat sini sama kumin alat tak pun kena kayak ni tu. Eh papa, ini kau lah kau, kata apa, apa apa. Ini kau lah tak kapitalan, ini kuk sama ngeradiu, kau di tu tak. Ini sahut kita, anak penyunai lihat ini, orang ibarat penyunai awal apa dah? Asyik cendera, ini seperti kau di kelak mati, agak bin mulai, agak akan mulai. Ini sahut ini kamu mulai, nama, orang kelak mesti ini kau ini apa ini kamu jamu agak bin mulai, agak akan cari kaki, bukan seperti kami sih. Jadi, seperti cendera jadi ini pertama. Agaknya kalau ni kami si nyepet nak nyepet ini tu saya ni ini tu sekap pet ini kalau kami agaknya benar isi kami kalau kami rasa korin kalau kami rasa kata kami kami ni ini seorang naya kalau lama ni jat ni nyepet lah kata naya ini cakap nyepet lah kata naya ini kami agaknya kisah kami apa macam tu pak macam Mereka tu kami lulus, maknanya kita punya ilatnya, kita kita lari dan macamnya, kita tidak sihatnya, dan lainnya, dan musimnya nak pada ini nak, dan musimnya kalau kita pun dapat kebuk tidaknya, dan munak sak pagi dan lecturen nak tu, maka kami jadinya ini pusat kau tinggal lah kami sini untuk Kemudian kang ini sok, izut kalau mungkin, di akhirnya kalau mungkin juga sebenarnya di dalam tu, nyukuk sangat sok, di akhirnya kalau macam, agak-agak kalau kami sih, angkanya kami ilit kusir, jisak tak pun mana, nagon ni apa min, agak susah tu, susah ni nak silo. Agak tim kisah ni agak sudah ni, kisah agak kamnuk. Itu nuga, ini kami, kami lukai kami ni, kami lukai kami ni. Nama Uma, kalau ni ayuh kaki, agak ki amma ilisa kami, ilisa otan amma ngag lagi akta kami. Cuma katan kan kesu kuning agak mak tiran ko, kan saya kami, kan agak ki kami ni. Ila pokok tipu tahun ni, angin ukar kami ini cuma ini nasi, tetna Allah sunun ni tu pengiran nasi tu, mana macam abad dahani angin ni lagi, apa ni cuman Allah sun saya kerana apa ni kami ni mak angin ni lagi, aku sudah orang kalau kena tetap cari musuh lagi macam saya kalau kena susah nasi tu. Makturan itu nengah bisa akal kami Allah hune agak kalau kami abuha nanti dia payah kata semua kan kasih waktu sah. Sebab aku pak kenyitik kasih sama kuninga the figures were given to each and every one of us as we went through school. We got educated to a certain point. We finished high school. And the numbers also show us that out of 11% that completed the first year, only 2% complete 4 years of education. So, all those of us that have gone out of our community to get educated outside or to have completed high school, we have broken away from our parents' guidance, from our parent guidance. To concentrate on nothing but the educational system, the teacher's guidance, from our parents to our teacher guidance. And all we ever hear all day long is the guidance of a teacher or what the books have for us to learn. So that's all we ever think about and concentrate for most part of our learning period. So once we have completed high school, we might attend college for the first year, but for reasons beyond, we would not go on to complete our education. Maybe we got homesick. Maybe something happened at home that caused us to go home for a period, but we never did continue our education. But whatever the cost, that's where we stand. We didn't hire our education. Once we get home, we can't become a teacher because we're not qualified to teach. We have completed high school, sure. We might have completed 1 year of college, sure. But that still has not accredited us to teach. And also, as we see, the whole business of man, the supervisory jobs in our businesses, the administrators certainly need to have a college education in business or something to that, something that is also even to that education staff, somebody that can fit into that job, that can run the job, that can take care of all those jobs, and you can't find those as far as I made it. So that's our very concern. Why? Myself as a spiritual leader, as a superintendent of the last year meeting,